learned, and this is this week's edition of Unsolved Mysteries. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, tonight, the first story tonight is the case of the Flat Tower. Jimmy Martin reporting.
We now give an eyewitness report. From the eyewitness.
I just couldn't stand it. I am a good law-abiding citizen. I do not deserve it. I got up in the morning and I had a shower. And the water was cold. It just wasn't fair.
It's gone.
And I got dressed.
Was driving.
Yes. I noticed once. I didn't. I was under so much stress. I was under so much pressure. I just couldn't do it. It was so frustrating. I just couldn't stand it. I was crying so badly. I was under so much pressure and so much stress that I couldn't do right then. I never play. I'm a girl.
Okay. Do it again, Chief. Okay, well now this is a sorry story. Will we find out? Will we put the man behind bars? Find out after the break. Of the sabotage tower. Okay, Joey Morales reporting from Florida at the court.
Now, this is a very, very frustrating case for me. This lady is breaking down. She's been crying since 6 o'clock this morning and I can't shut her up. Does anyone know? Please, help me! Help me! I just can't stand this! It's just so frustrating knowing that that man sabotage my car is at large! It's just so frustrating! I know what he may do it again! I've got photos of my car and he could write all of them! Last time he only did one! Next time he could do all of them! And you know how much a custom witness has done that, will you?
No, I have no idea.
$89!
Oh my God!
And I only earned 50!
This man is a vandal!
He's not for this!
To sabotage it.